Chris Taylor with me this afternoon. If you're listening yesterday, you would have heard that we had an exclusive opportunity to speak to an MI6 former spy, an agent for MI6, the British external affairs branch. So they are MI5 is internal, MI6 is basically their spy division. That's what James Bond.
They're James Bond.
Yep.
Now this guy, in real life.
This guy's name is...
Probably don't give it out, Miz.
No, it's Nicholas Anderson, and I don't believe that. No. But anyway...
he didn't workshop his alias very well, did he?
Maybe he did. Who knows? If anybody knows, it would be him. So anyway, he is so secretive. We couldn't get a radio interview with him. He said, I can't speak because my voice can be traced.
I bet if 60 Minutes paid him enough, he'd have a price. Did you try checkbook journalism?
I'll leave it to 60 Minutes. He can't be seen. He has to wear a ski mask anywhere he goes. An SAS-approved ski mask.
You're kidding.
No. He cannot be seen. Because so he'll be killed. He'll be killed. If he's identified, he will be killed. Assassinated. Right.
People who used to work for the Australian Democrats also have to go everywhere in a balaclava. That's just through shame, though.
It's Natasha Stotless Anderson. Anyway, we said yesterday, if you've got a question, submit it. We'll email it to him. He'll reply. Then we'll get the transcript of his reply and have it voiced, right? So we took your questions.
By an actor, or something.
Yes. And we got your questions yesterday and we've got the responses today. If you would like, we're going to do it again tomorrow because this guy is absolutely fascinating. If you've got questions, hit us up on our socials and our Facebook page. You can also get us on Twitter if you like. We monitor them all so that we can get your questions. Now, as I said, this is Nicholas Anderson. He's written a book, a trilogy of books called the NOC books. And you can find them online. I'm going to get the entire trilogy and read them because this is fascinating stuff.
And when he does Jennifer Burns book show, he appears in a balaclava.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only way, otherwise people think he's a nerd. First question I asked him, how many MI6 agents are killed a year?
It's never published nor known, especially in deniable ops. During Gaddafi's last days in Libya, I once turned on the TV to see a British reporter coming live from the back of an open pickup when the vehicle hit a rut in the road and the cameraman lost his balance. Next, very clearly, I saw at least three British lads running alongside with pistols in hand. Their collective reaction was to immediately hide their faces, which indicated to me that they weren't supposed to be seen there. Seconds later, there was a large explosion and the feet went dead. Typically, nothing appeared in the media about fatalities, and I would say they must have been killed given how close the rocket landed to them.
Wow. So he says that happens all the time.
Dangerous job.
So that's in Libya. He saw that. So that's at least one incident.
And didn't the actor bring it to life? I felt as if he'd seen it as well.
Yeah, well, we had to get somebody with an English voice because we were just...
Is that just you banging on an accent, Miz?
Bang, you got me!
Anyway, next question.
One of the questions we got yesterday from one of our calls was, do you keep a cyanide pill in your mouth in case you're caught?
In the old days, we did. Nowadays, there's other choices. I'm not at liberty to disclose what they are, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Other choices? What would it be?
Speaking out against the LGBT community? The next question we had was, if Daniel Craig isn't the next Bond, who would you pick?
To be perfectly honest, I've never seen a Bond film in my life. Well, certainly not on TV or in the cinema anyway. I did once see a badly copied video in an underground kino in Moscow. I thought it was quite funny, actually. But any intel officer that appears like Craig would never be assigned the Middle East, for example. He clearly looks like he's in the wrong place and he'd be a target straight away. May as well have a flag above your head that says, I'm not from here, shoot me.
How's that?
I always had this idea that at their Christmas party, they'd all just do a like Bond marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, because people love watching movies made about their profession.
Mate, I thought that you'd literally write for the job. Like, oh, I'm here for a job at MI6. Have you seen all the Bond films? No, I haven't seen Octopussy. Well, you go and watch Octopussy, and then when you come back, you can sit the test.
Totally.
No, never seen a Bond film. A guy who is essentially James Bond has never seen a James Bond film. It's incredible.
Next, you'll tell me Nick Giannopoulos has never met a Greek. Like, it's...
He's never met a comedy.
Oh, Miz. Next question.
Have you ever been held captive by a bad guy?
Well, I've seen the inside of a jail in Bulgaria, Guatemala, Morocco and the US, and I've been tortured once in my life as well. Like, and I know full well that you say just about anything that comes into your head to make it stop. Torture doesn't work at all.
Torture doesn't work at all. Yeah, it does. You If I got a Chinese burn, I'd be going, oh, what do you want to know? What do you want to know?
Yeah, totally.
Who do you want me to lag on? Let's just dog it out. 1-3-3-5-3. Head to our Facebook page or our Twitter. And if you want to ask another question of Nicholas Anderson, we will play out the answers again tomorrow. He's completely open to dialogue. We just can't speak to him because of the obvious repercussions. Yeah. They will kill him. If you want to know more about his books, just Google him online. His books are called the NOC books, Knock, and his last book is called Knock Three Times. I'm going to be getting myself a copy of all those three books and reading them because this is fascinating stuff.